From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The race for California governor is shaking up. Within the span of a week, two seismic developments. Republican Steve Hilton received a major endorsement from President Trump, but that boost at the national level petered out at the California GOP convention over the weekend, where delegates failed to reach enough votes to endorse either Hilton or Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco. And if that feels like deja vu, it's because the California Democrats are also deadlocked on a party endorsement. In a moment, we'll dive into the Republican convention in San Diego. But first, the crowded field of Dems in the race for governor just got a little bit more elbow room. Congressman Eric Swalwell, a front runner in the race, suspended his campaign last night following sexual assault and misconduct allegations reported by the San Francisco Chronicle and CNN. Blake Jones is co-author of Politico's California Playbook and joins us now. Hey, Blake.
Hey, good to be here.
So this was a very swift collapse. Let's just slow down a little bit. Walk us through a timeline over the past 72 hours.
Yeah, so it was, if I remember right, late Friday morning or early Friday afternoon that the San Francisco Chronicle piece came out. And not long after that, CNN's reporting came out that included, an allegation of sexual assault that was, the basis for the Chronicle story. And it also had allegations from three other women of sexual misconduct by Representative Swalwell. And, you know, almost immediately after the San Francisco Chronicle piece came out, you began to see many members of Congress and interest groups either suspend their support or rescind their endorsements for Congressman Swalwell. He continued to deny the allegations over the weekend and did put out a video that he filmed denying the allegations, but making an allusion to some mistakes that he had made that were between, he said, him and his wife. And then it was Sunday. I think everyone was watching to see whether his campaign would continue. We saw the pages through which he was accepting donations went down. And, you know, we saw a bunch of his staffers had, you know, quit and put out two different statements condemning his behavior and saying that they were no longer supportive of the congressman. And then finally, you know, Sunday night, he did end his bid for California governor.
Yeah, I mean, well, let's just focus on the governor's race. We'll dive into Swalwell a little bit more in about a minute or so. How might this impact the Democratic primary for governor? I mean, he was a front runner.
Yeah, it's a major shakeup. He was, tied with former Representative Katie Porter and, former investor and climate philanthropist Tom Steyer for the top spot in many polls. So this, I think, gives them both a much clearer path to the governor's mansion. We've seen in some polls that were already conducted when Congressman Swalwell was still in the race that asked who Swalwell supporters' second choice would be. And in some of those, they say Katie Porter and some state Tom Steyer, but they are clearly the two largest beneficiaries of him dropping out, I think. And they were also the other two candidates who were in contention for a lot of labor endorsements, including from major unions such as the California Teachers Association and SEIU California. Both of those unions are still figuring out whether they're going to be able to endorse on such a short timeline in the primary, but those are probably going to be the top two candidates for a lot of the labor supporters that had gone Congressman Swalwell's way.
Yeah, I imagine Swalwell had a lot of major endorsements. I mean, in today's California playbook, you know, there were prominent labor unions and interest groups, Sacramento power brokers. So what do they do now that he's out of the race?
I think, honestly, a lot of them are still figuring that out. A few elected officials who had endorsed Swalwell but didn't really have close relationships with him have already flipped to Tom Steyer. But as far as labor unions and other groups, including the California Medical Association, which represents doctors in campaigns in the state capitol, are still figuring out, A, whether they can pick sides between Steyer and Porter based on their own rules, and be whether there's time to fire up support for him. But, it will be interesting to see because, Tom Steyer has worked with a lot of these interest groups over the last, few years before he got into the campaign on various ballot measures, but he was never, a core player and has never been in office. And then Representative Porter, of course, has experience in Congress, but is not, historically extremely tapped in with Sacramento.
So as you laid out, there's been a wave of condemnation, against these allegations leveled at Swalwell. But does he have any remaining public allies or supporters?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head. Every member of a California's congressional delegation, I think there that had supported him, I think there were 21, has rescinded their support for him. Basically every group that I've been tracking has dropped our support for him. He is, totally in the wilderness politically.
Mm-hmm. And this just doesn't end with the race for governor. I mean, he is a Congress member, and there's a bipartisan push for him to either resign or be expelled from Congress. Where do things stand?
Sure. So, Congress is returning from recess tomorrow, and there's already been a pledge by one Republican member of the House to introduce a resolution to expel him. And a lot of Democrats have gotten more comfortable with doing that, partly because Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez from Texas had also been facing calls for his expulsion after he had admitted to an affair with a former staffer who later died by suicide. And I think that because there is the possibility of tying these two expulsions together, that is getting both parties more comfortable with potentially tying them together and kicking these members out of Congress without affecting partisan control of this very closely divided chamber. We don't know exactly when a vote could happen on something like that, but it is, certainly at the top of mind for a lot of members of Congress this week. And to make things even more serious, the House Ethics Committee has launched a probe of Congressman Swalwell's behavior today.
Hmm. Outside of the political realm, is he potentially facing any charges?
Yeah, so in Manhattan, the DA has started an investigation, and we've seen some of the members of Congress that are criticizing Congressman Swalwell have said that the sexual assault allegation in particular should be handled by appropriate authorities and not political figures. For example, I just saw Representative Laura Friedman, who's from Southern California and used to be in the state legislature here and, is a big voice in Congress on sexual assault issues. After coming up, in Hollywood during the Me Too era, she was saying that she also thinks that Congress should not be addressing those as directly, because it should be up to, police to do a full investigation.
Blake, as always, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Blake Jones is co-author of Politico's California Playbook.